This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, baby, it's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. And the fan have some great Cowboys and Rangers questions here coming up for you in the Expressway at 520. We'll get you caught up on the entire day in sports news and then hand it to LA Live coming up at 540. Broadus, you good?
No.
I see you eyeballing my donut sticks.
No, I'm not.
This is freshly seasoned.
No, are they good? They look good.
Oh, boy.
We got our notices from Augusta National Country Club.
Oh, you struck out again?
Yes.
Geez, I thought there was going to be something serious that happened, Brian. You scared me.
You apply for these passes every year, and if you're lucky enough to get them and go, it's disappointing. They do this all in a month.
Well,
like you apply in the end of June, and then the end of July you find out, and they send you a really nice notice, but
they probably remember what happened with you at the Amen Corner back in 2019.
Yeah, you did crap your pants over there.
Long memory.
Too
much orange juice and soy sauce, right?
Probably still picking up after you over there.
Yeah, you're too much of a liability.
I know, too much orange juice and soy sauce.
That's a shame. I want to take Bennett one time.
I bet you do.
I just want to take Bennett one time.
I bet you do.
Yeah. All righty.
Exactly.
It's time now for Eric Chiafalo to deliver an edition of the finest.
Me and Augusta right there.
Congratulations to Vikings offensive tackle Christian Darrisaw. He just got the new extension. Massive. And Tom Pelissero, Ian Rappaport on the beat here. That happened in the last couple of minutes. Another offensive lineman gets paid. He's one of the up-and-coming offensive tackles.
He's
for sure.
Very, very good.
I saw Todd Archer saying that a final decision will be coming by Thursday, but look for Trayvon Diggs to open camp on the active PUP list. So he's active, but he's physically unable to perform. That's one of those like oxymoron kind of designations.
Surprise.
You're actively physically unable to perform.
Yeah.
And so he's still recovering from that torn ACL.
It's some good intel on that one there, Brian.
Looks like Overshones, John Stephen Jr., Mozzie Smith, Luke Schoonmaker, they will be ready to go. They
are on schedule.
That's every one of those guys needs to practice.
Absolutely. You need your two Michigan guys to come in strong. And last year, Overshone and John Stevens Jr., they really were the eye of camp. I mean, they were outstanding last year when we were out there.
They were. Micah Parsons tweeting out 3 hours ago, hardest part of going to Oxnard is knowing when I come back, my daughter won't talk to me for 2 or 3 days. She's so unforgiving when I leave her.
I believe that, man. And mine can't even talk yet.
Yeah, yeah. At least you have that benefit of like she doesn't really know what's going on. You'll be gone one day and then back the next.
The wife won't.
Oh no, the wife situation. Yeah, that one. She'll start hounding you.
Yeah.
By day three, she's like, "Wait, how long is this trip again?"
She's gonna take a vacation when I get back.
leaving the kiddos at home. And now that my daughter's 4 years old, she's really fully understanding the deal. So I've had to like plant this seed for like the last week. Like I am gonna have to be gone for a few days.
What do you bribe her with?
I bribe her with like today we went to the donut shop. Oh. You know,
we gotta bring back a gift or something.
I'll bring back a little item
for some gifts.
Yeah. Oh,
something,
a cup of sand.
Something very tried and true to California.
You gotta say, Daddy's gonna be gone, or we're gonna rummage the trash together. We can spend all the time in the world, but rummaging trash together, or Daddy can dip for 2 weeks. What you wanna do?
Yeah, come on now, come on. What's the better option here?
Do you want a banana or not?
Yeah, exactly. So at least you know, Micah, we're all in this thing together, dude. I'll be FaceTiming. I'll never forget FaceTiming my daughter from the rudder room.
Hola.
Where she FaceTimed me, and I'm showing her the beach and stuff. I'm thinking she's going to sit there and think how cool it is, but then she just got more sad and like jealous that at the beach, you know, playing in the sand, building sandcastles with Wolchuk.
Then you saw Jane
tackle so
Wolchuk in the Oklahoma drill.
Yeah, that's true. Can we run that back this year? Can we get a Wolchuk redemption? Maybe you put the pancake on it?
Sure, if you guys insist. I've been practicing all year.
so it's Jane.
we have the reports from Jason Cole on the physical developments of George Kittle. He went from 245 pounds to 214 pounds this offseason.
Yeah.
Not being able to work out, like recovering from whatever injury or something.
Oh, that's
so,
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He did shed a lot of weight.
I'm assuming he's at least close to being back to physically normal. Maybe he'll, you know, throughout training camp be trying to do some bulking as well. But my gosh, dude, to have to drop like 30 plus pounds from your playing weight and then get back to being yourself in one offseason, that's no joke.
Oh, yeah, that's big time. Something I think you can only do under the age of about 28.
We have also an update.
Mozzie pulled that off.
How familiar?
Yeah.
This is kind of like a throwback Thursday story, but we have a development here. You guys remember?
Throwback Dawson answered the text message of everybody here. What's going on, Dawson?
I did. Yeah, they were looking to book the family dinner, and that's for, you know, coming up this weekend. It's an annual tradition in Oxnard.
Yeah.
And this year, Abby's birthday fell on that Saturday, so I let him know, sorry, hate to miss this. Maybe I can make it up to you at another night.
But I got a daughter.
I got a daughter.
I'm flying home Friday after the show. You know,
the gift that keeps on giving.
We're going to miss you. Lucius and I are going back to Vegas that weekend, so we can't go either.
The little Vegas runaway.
Yeah.
See what confusion we have trying to pay the bill again.
Can't wait for the stories.
Pole assassin ringing any bells?
Yeah, that's the homie.
That's the homie.
Yeah, that's the homie, bro.
Well, did you send her a congratulatory?
She still hooked me up with those lollipops back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old lolly.
Yeah.
Were those the blow pops or the tootsies?
Well, you know.
Is this the gal from the University of Texas now?
Yes, yes. She's the one who's youngster.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they go way back. Well, did you send her a gift or a congratulatory text? Because she just got married to the Texas assistant coach, Jeff Banks, that was a part of the entire pole assassin monkey Halloween fiasco from about 5 years ago.
To Jeff.
Yeah, I sent her a shout out a long time ago because her and her homegirls have infiltrated that whole coaching staff.
Is that right?
She was like, girl, I know some fellas.
She's a pioneer. Hop aboard, ladies.
Single guys with six-figure jobs.
Those Texas coaches are well paid,
That's
too.
The way to do it.
Yeah, the pole assassin officially off the market thanks to Texas assistant coach Jeff Banks.
It's special teams coach, I believe, there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she was like famous for her dancing on Jerry Springer and stuff. And then it's a Halloween fiasco where her pet monkey decides that it's going to go ahead and bite the hell out of a young kid doing some Halloween trick-or-treating. So that was the story from some years ago that was pretty ridiculous. And now the two lovebirds, it was true love. They are officially married now. So congrats to both of them. Did you see?
She's hella talented, by
That's
the way.
That's what I say, Lucy. Like, she's an athlete.
Super talented.
Yeah.
You know, pole dancing is now like an Olympic sport type of
core
she
stuff.
Can do it.
Yeah,
she
core.
Can do it. Super strong, man.
Yeah.
I believe it, dude.
Yeah,
I believe
it.
You don't just get dubbed the pole assassin for no reason.
No, man.
You earn that name.
It's crazy.
You got to be very talented to get wifed up by a dude in the public eye. Like, everybody's talking about this story, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
That's love.
Are you going to date a girl that has an emotional support monkey as well?
And the nickname pole assassin? Hell no.
She did earn that.
She's an athlete, man. Why not?
She's great, man. She's got a talent.
Sure does.
No, you're being extremely rational and you're using common sense right now.
You're being a heck with
my hater over there.
Did you guys see Joe Burrow's new hair?
Shout out to Danielle.
Yes, dude. It looks like Stan.
He's going full Slim Shady.
Looks like Cody Rhodes.
The wrestler guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He did the short cut
with the
it's Pete Davidson-esque.
With the blonde Slim Shady look to go into training camp here. It's kind of like the South Lake Carroll used to always do this in the postseason.
Playoffs.
I don't know. Maybe they still do.
Oh, they do. They
but
still
the whole
do.
Team dyes their hair super bleach blonde.
Yep, Carroll still does that.
That's the look he's going for. I think he's pulling it off extremely well. Looks fantastic. And Walchuk, you are on the Burrow hype train this year, the Bengal hype train. Don't you have Bengals Packers Super Bowl?
As of today, I do.
As of today, you can always flip flop.
I mean, I might change the Packers. I'm not changing the Bengals. It's their year.
Okay, it's their year.
It's
and
you feel even
more inspired that it's their year based off seeing the energy and the aura of Joe Burrow coming in looking like Slim Shady.
You don't do that without that BD energy, man.
That's big time confidence right there from Joe.
What a great bleaching, too. That can be hard to get right.
Yes.
He nailed it.
He really did, man. Shout out to whoever it is that was bleaching that hair of his. And then I'm sure you guys talked about this yesterday, but in regards to the Packers, the Jordan Love stuff.
Yes, we talked a little bit about the Jordan Love stuff. Not a lot.
Doing the holding in, not going to take a rep, not going to throw a pass until he gets the new deal.
He's going to stand and watch.
Where if you guys are a Packers fan right now and you've got basically like 7 or 8 games
it's
where you're like, oh, Jordan Love, you're the man. It's going to get done.
Of course it's going to get done.
And you're 100% on board with this, right? You're ready to extend this dude for a 7 or 8 game run and into the postseason looking fantastic. Is that enough to say here's 5 years and all the money?
Oh, wow. That's you're asking a different question.
No, it's very scary for me to say I'm going to make this dude the highest paid quarterback in NFL history. But
yeah, it's a risk for everybody. You know, I think
but one we'd all make, right?
Yeah. Yeah, you hope for the best.
For him, yeah.
Yeah, I think you have to.
And you have to be open-minded and say, if it doesn't work out, we're going to have the evidence by the time we get to the end of this deal.
Yeah,
and
we'll move on.
Last year was promising enough. Maybe it was bad timing that Aaron Rodgers, didn't move on in time for us to have a fair evaluation. But we can't create a quarterback controversy or any doubt. This is our guy, and it's not going to get any easier. We're going to want to have him around for 3 or 4 years. The problem is when you have that guy that isn't the guy and you do the third deal with him.
Yeah, that's where the Cowboys stand, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's the dynamic between Dak and the Cowboys. You also have Tua in Miami trying to get his deal, but he's not holding out or holding in. So he's at practice and he's willing to throw the football, unlike Jordan Love. But Tua is one of the, I'd be much more, even though we've seen a lot more from Tua, I'd feel much better if I was the Packers giving Jordan Love the big deal as opposed to Tua. Is everybody in agreement there?
Agreed. I think the upside for Love right now, I mean, I think he's the real deal. Tua, there's still questions there in the health factor of it.
There's a guy.
Man, that's going to take over the NFL season, man.
Hawk Tua is?
Oh, with any Tua reference? Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point. You guys probably didn't see this, but there's a dude campaigning outside of the Miami Dolphins facility right now. His name's Kyle Ulbrich. He is a former MTSU punter, and he's trying to get a tryout with the Dolphins. For whatever reason, I guess he's just singling out the Dolphins. I don't know if he's from there or whatever, but he's looking at their punting situation as something that he could improve for them.
Maybe
and
he's outside these
He's
things.
Literally standing out with a bunch of poster boards and different writing, you would see fans holding up at the game. And he's got some of his bona fides there, senior average punt, 47 something yards, all conference. And then he's talking about being a great holder as well. And you can have some respect for that, Broadus. Hey, yeah. Tony Romo, which is he had some holding capabilities, maybe this guy Kyle.
Why we got to bring up old stuff?
But he says, because the Dolphins kicker is Jason Sanders.
Yeah.
And so one of his signs actually reads, "Sanders, I can hold your balls better."
Yeah.
And there's a QR code there. And if anybody shows up to that QR code with their phone, they can be taken straight to a link that has his holding and punting highlights. This dude is dedicated. I got a lot of respect for this guy.
He was damn good at Middle Tennessee State.
He needs to find a way to hop on one of these Madden cruisers and go camp to camp until somebody's like, hey, we can. It seems like he's going all in on the Dolphins, and maybe he's cherry picked them because he thinks whoever their punter is maybe sucks or their holder.
I mean, how difficult is it? I catch the ball and I kick it a distance, right? I don't even really need to try these guys out. I'm like, what's your number? How high you hitting them? How long? What's the hang time and what's the distance?
Can you cough and corner? Can you angle this thing a little bit?
Yeah. Show me your tape. I don't need to bring these guys into camp. Just let me know how far you boot it, man.
I've never seen somebody try and garner a job in the NFL this way.
Jake
pretty
Bailey.
Fantastic.
Oh, that used to happen at Valley Ranch. You'd
really?
Pull in. Yeah, there would be.
Were these average Joes or are these actual former NFL or college athlete dudes?
Well, we would drive in from lunch and there'd be guys out there standing with signs and stuff like that.
Please hire me.
No, hey, tryouts and all that.
Was there ever anybody that was like, oh my God, this guy's 6'5", 240. Bring him in here. Let's see what he's got.
That,
Jerry, we got
never,
something here.
Never, never nope. that. No, never that. No.
It's crazy.
By the way, Dawson said, how hard could it be? I need y'all to pay attention to that.
Man, how hard can it be, really?
I mean, I know from playing soccer, some people can just rocket that thing.
How hard could it be?
Is that a drop kick coming up?
Just kick it.
Hey, we're going to find out. Apparently,
we're dancing on a pole here.
We're doing some type of fan football combine on the practice fields in Oxnard at some point next week.
Because
Carter's
going to
get some video. And
yeah.
So we can see. We can see if Dawson can do some holding, some punting, some throwing. I can't wait to see my teammates throw a football. It's going to be fantastic. See who's got the tightest spiral, I think, is the deal. Not who can throw it the furthest.
Thing. I got my elbow and my shoulder.
You're actively physically unable to perform like CDA.
Yeah, I've got a daughter.
I got a daughter. She needs me to pick her up at night. I cannot.
Can't do it.
All right. Well, we'll be in Oxnard. And football's here.
I have my ball in the golf course. Any takers? I know Brian's out.
Yeah, I'm out.
You guys don't golf at all, do you?
No. I'll go out there with you.
I mean, I'll drive around and drink some beer with you.
If you want to get your confidence up, play me.
Yeah, I think we got some Rangers game, maybe some early shows, some late starts, stuff like that.
They got a go-kart track out there we need to go try.
What? Go-karts?
That sounds amazing.
Okay. Yeah. We need Saturday we're go-karting. Lock it in.
Okay. There's an addition. Mission to the finest. It's time to hit the expressway. We'll go commercial free to the top. LA Live is just 24 minutes away, and we're back here in the nation. Welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3. The Fan. Rangers baseball is coming up in an hour and 6 minutes. Segments brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And the expressway is presented by the on-time experts. LA Live's coming up here at 5:40, as he does every night. If you ever miss the G-Bag of the Day, which we do at 2:30, Lucius will replay the champ for you and do all kinds of stuff in LA Live. Okay, 903 says, I'm going to the game tonight with the kids, first game of the year apparently, and wants to know what are the best concession items. If you're going into the Globe with an empty stomach and looking to enjoy the absolute best, I would just say to start, get the Hurtado brisket nachos.
Yes.
Yeah, those are fantastic.
And the Oaxaca dog, probably. I double up on the best nachos, ballpark nachos in America at Hurtado, and then maybe the best hot dog situation brewing here as well when it comes to the Oaxaca dog.
That elote, don't sleep on that either. My good wife's call. A big elote fan. I think
good elote. Call. There's brisket all up in that elote.
Yes, there is.
Tonight's a ring night, too.
Ooh,
it
so,
is.
So get ready. The lines could be crazy.
Shout out to our guy, Will Blair. He was able to secure one of those. I know he's a big-time Tolo, but, yeah, the lines were crazy today.
Mike Bassett called we were doing our show, and he's like, man, I'm pulling up to the stadium and huge lines. So it's a ring night. So concessions, just be patient at Hurtado. They do great stuff. Waterbury, I know they do great things, but those lines sometimes are crazy because we work our ways through them when we're doing games.
Unfortunately, they got those two locations now for Hurtado, which probably helps a little bit.
I think the best seat in the house is where you can get a good view of the field and also have an angle on the Hurtado line so you can time it out to miss the least amount of game as possible.
That's a great pro tip. And then I would say after you get your Hurtado fix, you got to get that pizza dog.
Yes.
That's like a one-of-one novelty item. Definitely sprinkle that Parmesan on there and party rock.
You know a lot of great stuff, though.
And then for dessert, go for the helmet.
The bluebell ice cream.
Yeah, in the helmet.
Yeah, but an enchanted time indeed. I'm sure your kids are going to have an amazing time. My question here for you on the Rangers, and the Franklin Injury Attorney text line is open for you. If you want to leave your name and city you're texting from, we'll give you credit for your thoughts. How could you sell? You know, the more CY's interview from yesterday is in my mind, you know, it sounds like they are seriously considering it. You're within four games. Like, I think this would be one of the worst sells that you could decide on. And, hey, I'll even give you credit that the baseball gods have done you no favors by bringing back four major players after the deadline. But if you think, well, we're getting close and it's just not pushing us over the top, we can't get some magic going. Well, how about Young and Carter? You're not winning the World Series without those guys. DeGrom's going to give you the shot in the arm. Your guys are going to show up when DeGrom's back like, all right, let's freaking go. We've been dragging ass all year. Maybe got a World Series hangover. And then Mally's a legit 2-3 guy on a championship team. Like, if you sell, you better, you know, at least consider the contingency that we can make a run here in August and September, easily win this division, especially with the reinforcements. So don't give up so much that you're going to leave gaping holes in your roster.
I'm just going to ask you, define sell.
That would be Yates and Robertson.
Yes, agreed.
Okay, that to me is massive sell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't give.
That's being like a true deadline seller. We're looking ahead to next year.
Lorenzen and Scherzer.
Somebody like that.
Scherzer's got a big name. He's dealing with the pitchers that you're getting back. You have more than enough starting pitching. If you want to sort of do a compromise.
I don't think Scherzer's got a trade clause, does he?
No, Scherzer does. Scherzer has no trade clause. He said he wasn't going to waive that.
I'm saying you can't.
I'm talking about what I'm willing to do.
Oh, I see.
I'll talk about that.
What if somebody calls about an Andrew Heaney? Oh. Heaney's pitching really well.
He's left-handed, too. How many of those guys you got?
Exactly. What's his contract situation? Like,
He's got an option, I believe, for next year.
I'll talk to him and his agent about it. You know, we'll see what's in the best interest. I'm interested in getting new prospects, especially guys that are, you know, in double A or above that could help us out. So I'm willing to play with the starting pitchers depending on what's being offered. At 877-881-1053, 903 says you have so many young guys to build a future around. You don't have to go all in due to age of roster. That's Clay in Sulphur Springs. Mm-hmm. Appreciate your thought. CY needs to look for addition by subtraction. What that is, I have no clue. That's yeah. Jason from Rowlett.
I mean, they could realistically, I mean, he talked about this. They've got internal options that are going to come in, hopefully, and be of big help.
They're trying to look at some players right now, you know, Foscue and Guy. I mean, they're yeah. trying to bring some guys through to see where they might be. If we make a deal, can Foscue, and he's kind of scuffling along. I think he's one of 13 since
super talented young guy though. Yeah. I bet he'd have value.
But he doesn't really have. I mean, he's locked in at second base. They don't have an right. So like he's gonna.
I know
a DH
that's what I'm
for
saying
you.
Though.
That's a guy that you can move.
Yeah. See, to me, I'm looking at some of these guys, and I'm like, if they're coming through, and they're and I know it's a small sample size for
sure.
some of them, but you know, I think he has to avoid making and we can't call it a mistake, but giving up. Our guy with Kansas City.
Cole Reagans.
You know, he probably, he went and got a reliever.
Yeah, you want to do that to a team if you can.
Yeah, he got a reliever.
You got Aroldis Chapman.
He got Chapman.
And you're not winning the World Series without Chapman.
Yeah, but all of a sudden now you give up. But, you know, Cole Reagans was never really a great guy for you. So I understand what he's doing, but now he goes to Kansas City and he's one of their better.
All-star.
He's one of their better pitchers. You know, I think that's what he's trying to avoid.
The 409 says, my daughter came in from Brooklyn for the Adolis Garcia ring night, and she got one.
Good.
I
there you go.
Texas.
That's
awesome.
That's the Bombay Reach right there, dude.
Oh, that's man.
He's
those
a fan
rings,
favorite.
Yeah, those rings are tough.
Rangers need their first-round picks from years past to start showing up. Absolutely. Nothing wrong with adding to the team. Just don't blow up the team. We're still in this, says Ben in Fort Worth. CY just posturing, says the 940. Need bats. Michael and Flower
posturing. He told us that. I mean, he was very honest with us yesterday, and he said, hey, yeah, I mean, if we were going to do something, it's not going to be probably the big headline type of moves like last year getting Max Scherzer, but offense, adding a bat is definitely what they would want to do.
I mean, if you really believe in the team and the guys are there, I would think, hey, maybe, you know, there's a burnout factor happening, but as we get close to the playoffs, it's going to wake you up and there's going to be an urgency. And maybe this slack that we've experienced for months will actually be a blessing as our guys will be mentally fresh. They'll get the grind out of their system and they'll be ready to go once the games really start, you know, to meaning something. And I would go to the owners, and obviously you'd have to be, you know, really careful with how you phrase this. But my thought going in is that multi-billionaires in their 80s being worried about tens of millions of dollars is the most short-sighted thing that you can do at that stage in life. Leave a freaking legacy, you know? You really did a job taking care of your finances and got the stadium built after the Shin-Soo Chu and Prince Fielder acquisitions in like 2013 or 2014. And then he saved forever. And it had this team in a place where they were going nowhere. It was pathetic. And then you throw a big bag at it, you get aggressive, you believe in CY, and you win a World Series that you thought was maybe even ahead of schedule. Which, you know, tells me there are some executives out there, there are some front offices, you give them resources, they fiddle fart around with it. But CY showed me something, he earned something there. So again, if you can trade without taking away any bullpen pieces, I'm all right with that. If you make a trade for a long-term guy, like a young lefty bullpen piece, I get that. But you have a chance now, just four games back, to be different, you know. People don't really remember the team that showed up out of nowhere and won a World Series. If this is all you get in history of baseball, they're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's right. The Rangers did win one. They got it together that one year. If you can do two, you're on your way to a freaking dynasty. And that's the sort of legacy that you should be shooting for as an owner. Again, especially at this stage in your life, and I'm sure CY knows exactly how to phrase something like that, but he joined us yesterday, and you can still go back and listen to that. It was in the 420 segment, and heard from several people. It might have been one of the best interviews that CY has ever done. This year's All-Star Game may have just been last week, but details about next year's event have been announced. MLB saying the Braves are going to do it. They shared a logo and a date for the 2025 All-Star Game. It's going to take place July 15th down there at Truist Park. And it'll be the third time that the All-Star Game has been in Atlanta, the last time being a 2000 there at the old Turner Field. What do you guys think, what's your gut tell you
when you get the news the NFL is now seriously looking at getting to 18 games. Executive director of the PA shared that with the Washington Post, that the meetings have begun. As a fan, do you care?
I mean, I like it. I'm here for another regular season game. So, I mean, I'm interested to see how they lay it all out logistically. What do they do to the timeline of the season? Do they add an extra bye week or whatever? But, I mean, a less preseason and more regular season, I'm totally here for it.
Yeah, it's kind of just felt inevitable.
And right? I like the idea of getting back to an even number.
Yeah, know? Me too. Yeah, I don't like this whole, like, the odd 17 games. It's weird.
Pretty soon we'll be like, it's a 9-9 league.
Yeah, it's now we can't even do that. Like, now there is no 500. I need to get a 500 back. So I like the 18 game idea. I felt like this was always going to happen. It was just a matter of time. Two preseason games, 18 regular season games. Let's do this thing.
Brian?
If player safety is going to improve, I'm all for the extra game. I mean, if they're going to continue to work on helmets and equipment and all that stuff for these players and figure out ways to kind of better protect them, I'm all for the 18th game. And I want the 18th game to be meaningful. I love what the league has done with the final game of the year when they put the divisional teams against each other. Sometimes it works out really, really well, you know, and I think that's just as long as it's meaningful. I don't need it to be, you know, a game that they're just adding just so they can make an extra $100 million on something.
Well, I think that the best thing that they've done to do that was make the extra wild card team, because now you have more teams that
I think the playoffs are just fine. The thing about it is, I think taking the second team and then not giving them a bye, I think that's made this really, really interesting.
Yes, because your top of the food chain teams at the end of the season are still fighting for something.
You are fighting for something there, for sure. I like that, but I'm all for it, man. If they continue to try and improve player safety to where they can, you know, these guys can benefit from it, sure, let's do it.
Maybe it's just me, but I do feel like at some point I'm like, man, let's get to the playoffs. And one other game is not going to change that in a major way. I don't think this is pigs getting fat and hogs getting slaughtered, but, you know, it does make sense that you go to 18 games, you have an even number and all that, and we knew all this was coming. I just don't know if I'm going to have my NFL season enriched in any way as a result of it. I think it's probably just a money grab.
Man, I mean,
there's no way that you can make it safer. There's 6% more plays now you have to endure.
More football Sundays, man. More 7-hour commercial-free dates with Scott Hansen.
Right, for our, like, our football junkies like us, it's like, sure, sign me up.
They're carrying this thing all the way to March.
Yeah, I love it. Shorten the offseason a little bit.
Well, now you get an actual Monday after the Super Bowl.
Well, the Super Bowl is just, I mean, if you look at it, it's going to the end of February now. Yeah.
So they're going to add on to the end instead of go a week earlier.
Start earlier.
I think so.
I guess you could do that.
I think you have to do both, though, if you're trying to get two bye weeks in there.
Well, see, that's the thing about it.
You just
I don't think they will.
Yeah.
Because of the hype.
Yeah, I love that 2 week hype.
They need the hype, but, you know, if you're the final one of the final four teams, okay, here are the hotels, and you know they're trying to get teams to be as healthy as possible too going into the Super Bowl. Yeah. So that's why they give them that extra week.
Yeah. Well, Jerry might be feeling healthier today, maybe a load off of him, as we got big news over the last 2 days from the testimony in Texarkana. Yesterday, Jerry's attorneys argued that the letter included Alexander Davis asking Jones for $20 million to be out of his life completely. Cynthia Davis said her daughter was upset, as at that time, Jones had recently paid $20 million to the illegitimate child of his son, Jerry Jones Jr. So that's kind of, at least according to, in this particular part, the defense's statements, was, you know, the daughter got ticked off when she realized that illegitimate grandson had received $20 million and, you know, she wanted her own bag. But today came the update that apparently we were done airing grievances in a court of law. Maybe yesterday's statement from the defense shot across the Jones family bow and said, maybe we don't have the stomach to see what else they're going to throw out here.
Yeah, I think that's the biggest problem, is they just don't want to continue to drag this thing through.
I thought it was bizarre that after you'd won the initial lawsuit and had been thrown out or whatever, that you were continuing with your own litigation. But whatever the case, right before we started the G-Bag Nation this afternoon, there in the 1 o'clock hour, it was revealed that some sort of settlement had occurred.
You don't know what else that defense is for. Or the, excuse me, I guess is she the defender?
She was the defense in this
one. Okay, well, in this case, you don't know what else to defend. They always talk about discoveries and things like that, but you don't know what else they're going to bring.
Yeah.
You know, there is a, unfortunately for that family, there's a long list of things, you know, and you do not want them to completely start to dig up more from that.
Because the Jerry Jr. stuff was like news to everybody. That wasn't something that had been... like reported on necessarily.
There's an insider type thing.
There's a lot of, there's a lot of insider thing going on there.
Yeah, we just, you know, I guess it wasn't appropriate to talk about or wasn't news until it happened yesterday. David Moore with a story up about all the unsettled business on the team, you know, and how it's just dominating the coverage. I don't know about you guys going into this, though. I do have pretty dang close to 100% conviction that the Cowboys will get deals done with Lamb and Prescott. So when I see contract news or contract headlines, contract speculation, I'm of the opinion that until the Cowboys hint or say something about you not coming back, that they plan to bring you back. And I just don't think they're going to let any good players walk. I understand that the deadlines make deals and they've drugged this thing out a long while, but I think that's just the way they go about doing business. So I just don't want to overdo it. You know, I think contract talks are about the least interesting thing when you get to training camp.
Bassett was talking about that today.
Especially the Dak one. It feels like we just finished the previous contract talk. Yeah. So the Dak one is an interesting... We'll see like when that one gets done, but CD's just a matter of time.
Would you be surprised if it didn't get done?
Yeah. I mean, next March 10th or 12th or whenever the new league year is, that's when I'll be like, holy cow, they're really not going
to
do it.
Yeah, I
kind of feel like if they get to the season, it's not going to get done.
I don't think it would get done until the offseason. But Dak has a lot to lose here as well. Quarterback of the Cowboys that believes in him, you know.
So if you're saying that he gets the coach fired and, you know, they have a bad season and all that, that it's going to affect him? Or I think you were talking about, Zach, do you think he's still going to get paid?
I don't think it affects him at all. No.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get his money. Somebody's going
to
pay him.
I think the Cowboys love to make the playoffs. And Dak is a ticket straight there. Okay, coming up at 6 o'clock, we'll have Jared Sandler on. The pregame now in less than 1 hour as the Rangers are going to look for their third win in a row. It's time now to go into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
It's a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live right after the great Rick James.
All right, you squares.
It's time you smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a pill. Dance some of everything. Everybody get high.
Toxic Tuesday.
They were like the most redneck part of my family. My uncle JR's ex-wife tried to kill him like 8 times. I swear to God, like she shot him twice and it missed every vital organ and he was fine. Then I swear this is a true story, she put rat poison in his coffee every day for a year, and he built up an immunity to it and didn't die. I swear to God. Then one night she stabbed him in his sleep, but she hit him in the head and it nicked the part, and he was like, that's it. You know, like, you messed up the part in my hair. And we done. Right. And then he was going to kill her. He was like on his way to murder her, and he stopped at a diner because he was hungry, and then he met his new wife because she was the waitress there, my Aunt Sandy, and they've been together ever since. And she was married to... It's a true story. Like, that's true love.
That is true love.
It's not even funny. It's just a crazy-ass story. Toxic as hell. Yeah. Wow.
I'm being poisoned, my body builds an immunity. What the hell?
Met his new wife at the diner on my way to go kill my old wife. Man. LA Live for Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live, which is sponsored by Kissable Dental and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. Rangers are playing the White Sox, right?
Yes. Yep.
Did you know the White Sox fans have been drinking cicada-infused alcohol shots in the parking lot before White Sox games? The bugs.
Oh,
the
goodness,
bugs that, that they predicted would take over this summertime. Wow. It'll be trillions of cicadas out here. You won't even be able to move. Well, they found something to do with them. Oh. They have infused them into their alcohol out there. The White Sox fans are drinking cicada-infused shots in the parking lot.
That might be grosser than up there in Seattle. They're eating crickets and grasshoppers.
Good Lord. Come on, man. What are we doing? Like, I know the apocalypse is near, but it ain't here yet. They got plenty of food and concession stands.
It's Big Ten country. They really know how to drink.
they alcoholism?
Come up with some ideas. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is from the White Sox fans, super fans of Section 108.
Yeah, for those guys know how to party.
Yeah, clearly.
108's the BAC.
Cicadas. My whole life I thought they were just, what are those other things? Locusts. Yeah, yeah, I didn't know they're actually cicadas.
Are they the ones that start whistling in unison?
Yeah.
And they get super loud outside?
Yeah. 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 We went camping and we couldn't even hear ourselves talk to each other because all we hear was cicadas. not to be outdone by the Rocket City Trash Pandas, their fans have been dipping cicadas into beers, eating cicadas and drinking the beer.
The Rocket City Trash Pandas?
Rocket City Trash Pandas.
That's wonderful, dude.
So there's a lot of stuff going on with cicada situations. Just want to put you up on game.
Appreciate that. Didn't know I could get them for a snack.
Bro,
I'm going to have to harvest the trees.
They
got
the exoskeleton. They crunch.
Yeah.
Oh, there's like probably gooey on the inside.
Oh, man.
You got that wing and the legs that probably stick to your teeth. You're pulling out cicadas. Come on. They got that crazy looking face.
Yeah.
Ridiculous. G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up, shorty. At Lucky Lucius P on social media, Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Our winner! The Gators got a hold of Ross. Ross was in the Pimp Cup for me on Friday, holding it down on the ones and twos. And he was on the ones and twos.
He was being held down.
Good clarification.
It was a flood. It just got at him, and there was Gators in it. Yeah, he needed Noah's Ark at one point. This is the end of the segment, and Eric was talking him through it, just trying to help him out, get to the break.
Hopefully there's still a pulse on Ross if he gets the opportunity to throw it to break here.
Yeah,
he's having everything's spinning. I would imagine. That's why we love live radio. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you just gotta power through, and we will get back to the G-Bag of the Day potentially
maybe,
no guarantees,
allegedly,
on a mail-in Friday.
Allegedly.
That was a historical G-Bag of the Day here. Appreciate you rocking with us live at Globe Life Field. It is the G-Bag Nation. Brian Broaddus is going to give us a Krusty's Corner for the Ages coming up next.
Guys,
coming on Monday morning on Sean and RJ, how did the Rangers start off the second half of their season against
thinking,
Baltimore?
Oh, they want to do a tease.
Josh Abbott,
I'll go back to
ticket giveaway during the expressway. It's a Monday morning with Sean and RJ.
Here we go. What do you got, Brian?
Somebody got to read?
What? We good, Ross? I'm sorry.
It's cap time. It's not like you guys were passing one there.
I mean, we were 100%.
Right out there in center field, yeah.
At the Globe, what else are you going to do?
Man, ruin our smoke break.
Oh, no. Ross, put it away.
Lucius even went to the sunglasses during the broadcast.
I did before the thing started.
He had a legendary line I won't utter.
I took off my glasses, and I looked in at the, and I said, oh, no. I got to put some sunglasses on. Yeah. They're going to call me out. Oh, Luke's just been pre-gaming.
Hasn't smelled like this since Josh Hamilton was here.
Ross. Somebody got to read?
What? We good, Ross? I'm sorry.
We good, Ross?
Ross, we're good, right? Everything's fine in there?
That's hilarious. All right, 105.3 The Fan. This is LA Live on a Toxic Tuesday. Shout out to two DFW residents. They won a meal ticket via the Texas Lottery. Man, they are up a million.
Mm.
The first winner got their million from the 7-Eleven in Plano.
Cha-ching.
Ooh. Off of Midway Road. Who's over here? I mean, these people we know, they're in the DFW. That means somebody you know just came up. If they're not answering their phone right now, they probably came up.
Yeah.
figure no one in Plano was going to win.
That's the first order of business. You win something like that, you immediately change your number.
Yeah, you got
new
a
email
dip.
Address.
You got a dip, bro.
T-O-M-I-A.
I mean, a million is just enough to make you mad.
Yeah.
Because you could pay off something, but then you're like, man, I remember when I was rich about 3 years ago.
Yeah, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I was on fire, dog. The second winner got their meal ticket from the racetrack in Allen off of Stacy Road.
Oh, God, drive by that quite a bit.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
I never buy these darn tickets.
I don't either.
I feel like, it's, what is it, $1? $2?
Yeah. Do you do the quick pick thing every time?
No.
Or you pick your numbers?
I usually
pick
the
numbers. Do anything.
Or prize picks, guys.
Oh, you don't do anything?
No.
You love prize picks.
I get the scratch off. I want $1,000 a week. Just give me a little boost.
See, that's doable right there. I feel like that's realistic.
Just give me a boost, man.
Yeah.
I think about playing the Texas Lottery because I feel like not a lot of people play the Texas Lottery over the Mega Balls and stuff like that. Mm. Powerball. But I don't know.
Better odds.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling.
I just figure, unless they're like in the news, I could buy a lottery ticket today, forget I had it. I could have the winner sitting in my wallet for like 3 years.
Yeah, that happens
a
lot.
Dude, that's right. I got this.
I totally forgot
about
this.
The numbers.
That happens a lot.
Yeah.
But you have to claim it within a certain amount of time, right?
Yeah.
Is it 90 days or something like that?
I find out I was the winner.
Gosh,
you talk about the ultimate backfire.
Yeah.
Man, it's going to be hard to recover from that. Found out you left $15 million on the floor.
That's something you want to keep to yourself.
I had my chance.
You definitely have to keep that to yourself. Don't ever tell your spouse. Oh, my God.
No.
They said it's 1 year. You got one year. Okay, that's cool. That's good enough. You might lose it, though. Both winners choose to remain anonymous, by the way. So start asking your people. You start realizing when they start buying like electric vehicles and whatnot and don't know what to do with them. They ain't got a place to plug them up, but I got it. Might be him. 105.3 The Fan, Toxic Tuesday. The Texas Testicle Festival kicks off this summer in Fredericksburg.
Cat fries. Which makes you think of South Park.
Testicle Festival.
Rocky Mountain Oysters.
Yeah.
Bling. This will take place August 31st at Bankers Smith, Texas. Right outside of Fredericksburg, downtown Fredericksburg.
Mm.
They will run from noon to 4. It's a short time.
Yeah, it's just disgusting. I can't imagine anybody having that idea to eat those unless you were starving.
Highly, highly nutritious.
Yeah.
Of course.
What are you dipping these things in? Ranch, probably, Lucius?
Probably gravy.
A little gravy?
I think so, too.
Ugh.
Gravy up those testicles?
Yeah.
CA tells a great story of Jerry feeding it to the media.
You guys eat up.
Oh, these are great, Jerry. What are they? Cat fries.
Yeah.
That's
probably what he's going to give us this year.
Going to get you a mouthful of that there, Brad.
I'd try it. If we were at the Jerry party next week and there were fried testicles.
You're in there?
We're trying those, aren't we?
You eat them?
I want to try one.
I don't know if there's a we in this. I might watch you try them.
You're going to let me go one-man band on it? I mean, I'd like to get a broadest food review of a Malibu testicle.
I think I'd be out.
Yeah?
I'd be out.
I'd be in. I'll tell you that right now.
If there's
fried testicles at the Jerry party, I will consume them.
Like testicles, tongue, stuff like that. No.
Beef tongue is delicious.
Liver.
Out. Liver. Yeah. Heart. Brain.
Gizzards are good. I like fried gizzards from the chicken place.
Gizzards
are great.
That sounds reasonable. You know, that's just the thing that like breaks down the food on the way through the neck, right? The gizzard.
Gizzard.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
No idea.
Wait, the neck? Were you talking about that little thing that hangs?
No. Okay, that's like inside.
That's a gullet.
What does a gizzard do?
That's a gullet.
Okay, I was making sure, man. They missed the opportunity to call this a festicle, by the way.
They did.
Oh, it's a festival.
Tickets available through Eventbrite. $10 for kids, $20 for general admission. Big testicle VIP ticket, though, goes for $90. Big testicle VIP includes all-you-can-eat balls while they last.
Wow.
Bottomless testicles?
Yeah.
For $90, count me in.
Bottomless balls?
That's a steal.
Bottomless balls. Pour a little baby gravy on there and have a good time, boys.
Sounds like something they'd have on Oaklawn a little bit more, but I hear you.
It's the Diddy Festival, as they call it. Man, that's a damn shame what happened to Diddy. I'll tell you what.
It is.
Oh, dude. My God. I've seen that whole come up. You know what I mean? Pause. Mm-hmm. LA Live 105.3 The Fan. Broadus.
Sir.
Do you follow the Sopranos star Drea D'Amato on OnlyFans?
No, I do not.
Is she doing well? She has an OnlyFans. Yeah, she's doing well. She's famous.
She pulled her family out of poverty with this.
She sure did.
Yeah.
Before I go there, before we even talk about that, let me play this real quick because we talked about foods, and I want the audience to be aware of the processed foods out here and the game that they're playing.
Processed food industry was created by the cigarette industry. People don't know this, but in 1990, the three largest processed food companies were cigarette companies, Philip Morris, R.J. Reynolds, and others. Still to this day, Philip Morris owns Kraft. Most of the companies were spun out in the 1990s, but cigarette companies literally took their scientists, as cigarette companies were declining, and put them over to food companies to make the food more addictive. And all those thousands of ingredients that we have in our food are made to addict our children. It's hijacking our biology and our understanding of what we're eating. You don't binge on natural food because our bodies are made over thousands of years to be with this food.
Yeah.
But processed food is not natural. It's hijacking our biology.
We learn these chicks' biology, and obviously,
Yeah, that's just nothing but amens.
Yeah, be careful out there. Just kind of don't do the processed foods every day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Treat it like a dessert like it used to be back in the day.
They're doing the food now like they did the cigarettes. It's not bad for you. No, it's not. Man. It's fine.
Making you addicted to them.
It's just like a laundry list of ingredients.
They play games with us.
Some chips.
Yeah, we shouldn't have to have 20 ingredients for a bag of chips.
How damn good are those scientists, though? So this is the pivot.
Putting great flavors together?
To pivot the way off cigarettes to making Cheese Whiz and stuff like that, you know?
It was a hell of a second career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you do, Bill? I make people addicted to stuff.
Yeah.
I used to be cigarettes. Now it's Cheese Whiz.
We squeezed all the juice out of the cigarette industry, and now we're into the Cheese Whiz.
One big evil company. They own the food and the pharmaceuticals. That's crazy.
Crazy, dude. Crazy.
Yeah, like Monsanto's. Didn't they buy? They bought some food company. Monsanto's. Monster Monsanto's. Now, back to Drea D'Amato on OnlyFans.
Yeah, it's Christopher Moltisanti's girlfriend, for anybody wondering.
Hi, Christopher.
She had her demise was tough.
Yeah, felt for her.
That was a tough decision.
He crawled under there for warmth.
Oh, so both of them were, really.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. Well, she says that her 13-year-old son helps her edit her OnlyFans videos and photos.
Is she doing just bikini type of stuff?
I'll let her tell you. Hold on.
Oh. You're doing girl-on-girl collabs. You're doing girl-on-girl collabs.
Yes, because
we are switching this pot up. Okay, let's get
blackjack in Alabama. My kids are out there. I'm sorry, guys. I'm really sorry. Wait, but they know.
They know who their mama is.
Before you start, your son was outside saying he edits your OnlyFans photos.
Oh yeah, he's like, so what do you want me to do with the bikini line here?
Yeah, so you don't have to apologize to them. I don't think.
No, they don't see the girl shots. But I do go over that with them before I ever put them out. I was like, are you okay with this? Because it's if I were to do it in a movie, because I would make out with girls in movies all day long before I'd even make out with boys. Sure.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, is that
she's really fit in The Sopranos?
Sons of Anarchy. 30 years ago, that too. Yeah.
I mean, that is being the 13-year-old boy whose mom is that. Just a disaster. Awful. I don't care how much money you're making. You're
paying
terrible.
Bills,
mom.
Right?
Paying your bills for what? What are you sacrificing along the way? That's awful parenting.
Yep. Yeah, I don't want to edit your stuff. That's crazy.
We should be asking the kids.
Editing your stuff?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's weird.
Maybe he's really talented.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a future.
I don't know. It's a little weird, though.
Better hope so.
Another situation with the ladies. Do you see Miss Kansas call out her abuser?
Yeah.
Oh, right after she won her crown?
Right after she won.
No.
Boy. Yeah. And he was in the crowd?
He was in the crowd.
Man, that's when you put up the church finger I gotta go.
What will be your vision as the next brand ambassador for the Miss Kansas organization?
My vision as the next Miss Kansas is to eliminate unhealthy and abusive relationships. Matter of fact, some of you out in this audience saw me very emotional because my abuser is here today.
Excuse me, I gotta go.
That's not gonna stop me from being on this Miss Kansas.
My man.
She didn't ever drop the name?
Not at all.
They figured out who it was. Yeah.
No, that's the guy that got up with his finger like this and excuse me.
Yeah, I got it.
Excuse me. And give me validating. Get on out of here. Let me get on out of here. It was a bad idea being here. If you've ever used Fandango, say RIP to the creator of Fandango, the movie ticket website.
Going to jail, isn't he?
No, he He passed.
Oh,
he passed. He's with God now.
Okay. I thought, okay.
In the new terms, he unalived himself.
Oh, no.
After jumping from an NYC hotel. J. Michael Klein, the founder of the movie ticket company Fandango.
Okay.
NYPD said that he died around 10 a.m. on Tuesday. 64-year-old was found with injuries indicating he fell from an elevated height of the Kimberly Hotel, which is really expensive in New York. I think that's East Side. Kimberly Hotel. Investigators believe he jumped from a 20th floor. I always get nervous when CEOs and stuff like that pass.
Yeah.
I always think it's creepy and weird because...
Yeah.
I can't trust it.
Somebody helped him?
Yeah, there's too much money and things. Mm-hmm. People get paid.
Stocks, CEOs.
I wonder how Fandango stayed around, though.
Yeah.
Because you got, like, the Cinemark app, AMC app.
Yeah.
You just go to the actual movie theater... buy the ticket instead of Fandango now.
Yeah, and I'm old school. I remember.
Hello, this is Movie Phone.
Movie Phone.
Oh, press one. All right, Lord willing in the creek, don't rise. That's my time. I'm talking about the body of water. My name is Lucius Alexander. I holla.
There he goes. LA Live every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. When we come back, Jared Sandler's going to join you for a look at the Rangers as they look for 3 wins in a row with the pregame coming up at 6:30 against the White Sox.